almost got out of hand by learning to wait. We are usually more careful, but we knew it would be our last time together for a while. I want to tell myself that the anticipation of our wedding and the uncertainty of the times is to blame. We had agreed not to touch below the waist, but there I was, with my hand around you, feeling outside your thin gym shorts. It started with a longer than usual goodnight kiss that quickly escalated to me being on top of you. Your hand started roaming, and I wanted you so badly for you to slide them under my shirt and touch me, but you didn't. Part of me was sad and disappointed, but I was grateful at the man you are, your standards, and felt so happy to think that I am marrying you soon. It turned me on to feel, for the first time, you growing under my hand. I loved every moment of it. Gosh, you felt so hard, and I wanted to grind on you and get rid of the layers between us. You let out a grunt and slid to your side. I had to stop. As I came off of you, I could see the panic in your eyes. Your cock stood at full attention, and your shorts couldn't conceal it. For the first time, I realized that you are big. I couldn't help but brush my hand over your tinted shorts. We looked into each other's eyes, and you widened. I could almost hear you thinking, "What are you doing?" I tried my best to convey, "You can trust me," as we spoke without words. My hand brushed across you again, this time more boldly, feeling your length. I could tell you like it. On my third brush, I wrapped my fingers around you over your shorts. You twitched and your cock jumped inside my fist, thick and heavy. Though I honestly felt a little intimidated, I'd also grown extremely aroused. "I'm so wet," I told you, but you didn't believe me. I don't know what got into me, but I said, "Here, you can check for yourself." Feeling your fingers graze my swollen, wet opening, I bit my lip and closed my eyes. "Oh, I wish you could go further." Thankfully, at that moment, you stopped, kissed me, and whispered, "Soon, baby, soon." We both got up from the carpet. In the morning, you left for home, and I headed here to my friend's house to wait for a flight. My friend's home brings back so many memories. I want you badly, and I know the time is approaching. I can't wait to have you. I am so turned on and excited as I think this. I hear an unmistakable sound. Those two are going at it again. I hear heavy breathing and the soft sounds of Denise moaning. Perfect timing. I close my eyes, slide my PJ shorts down, and imagine that it is me making those sounds as I think of us. Many thoughts come to my mind. What if? But those are for another time.